flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah. Today we get happy, we get sad on a Bad Choice Friday. The idea being that this past Monday was apparently the saddest day of the year. Something like that. But it is a Friday. It's a positive Friday. It was sunny outside. We always try to play some up-tempo tunes. So what we did was we took two up-tempo songs, but with awful, bad lyrics, and pitted them up against each other. So, in the case of Barry Manilow and Copacabana, the lovely showgirl named Lola, she had a friend who was her boyfriend at the bar named Tony. Tony was the bartender, and they were dating, and they would dance and do all of the fun things that people do when they date. However, one day, a man named Rico came into the bar.
Damn, Rico.
And he started flirting with Lola. And this upset Tony, who jumped over the bar and began to accost Rico, who then pulled out a gun and killed him right there in the bar. 30 years later, Lola still shows up at the same bar in the same old showgirl dress that she once used to wear. She's basically hammered, has feathers in her hair, drinks herself half blind because she lost her youth, she lost her Tony, now she's lost her mind.
God, what a pick-me-up.
Copacabana. So, that's Barry Manilow. Now, Rupert Holmes in Escape the Pina Colada song. Now, he's getting tired of his old lady.
Oh, of course.
They've been together way too long. Basically, he says, when he was sleeping, he started reading the personal columns in the newspaper while she was asleep beside him.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees a personal item that catches his eye. It says, if you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga and you have a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm in the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape. At that point in time, he completely forgets about his lady beside him and actually writes to the newspaper, to this lady, to see if they would want to meet. So he says, yes, I do like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, and I'm not really into health food, but I'm into champagne, and I'll meet you tomorrow at noon at a bar called O'Malley's. We'll plan our escape there. He's waiting for this woman to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Who walks through the door? His old lady, who placed the ad in the newspaper, who was lying beside him in bed. And it turns out they never knew that they liked some of the same things because they never talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the story has a somewhat of a weird happy ending, but neither one wanted to be with the other during the entire time.
Communicate, people.
So Barry Manilow, Copacabana, and Rupert Holmes Escape the Pina Colada song. Mike, how was the voting today?
It was incredibly close here, Miles. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the closest that we've seen in a hot minute, with a difference of 0.6%.
Jesus.
0.6% there. But much like you said, this we've passed the saddest day of the year, and so but it is a positive Friday. So we look for the one that has the positive spin at the end, and that is why we're all going to find our escape with Rupert Holmes.
Oh, here you go. Friday. Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to The Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers,
the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. The Tony Rice guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some entertainment news. Popeye the Sailor Man name is out of copyright. So, of course, there's a horror movie coming out about him. And the movie is a lot more violent than normal Popeye. And get this, even the spinach has gone bad.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
Smith.
There's some new wildfires popped up last night. A big one. Which is very of L.A. to have already moved on to a younger, hotter fire.
Seth? Colbert.
Kibble.
New wildfires popping up last night. One big one, which is very L.A. We've already moved on to a younger, hotter fire.
General Mills has announced it will offer a new Totone's pizza flavor. There you go, Miles. Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. It's the perfect cereal for when you have to go to work, but you're still drunk as hell.
Fallon. Colbert? Myers.
General Mills has announced that it will offer a new Totino's pizza flavor, Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, making it the perfect cereal for when it's time to go to work, but you're still drunk as hell.
Starbucks is training employees on how to de-escalate conflicts with people who want to use the bathroom without buying anything. That's who I want to argue with. An angry stranger who desperately needs the bathroom.
Kimmel. Myers.
Fallon.
Starbucks is training its employees on how to de-escalate conflict with people who want to use the bathroom without buying anything. Yeah, that's who I want to engage with. An angry stranger that desperately needs the bathroom.
Miles, I know you're a fan of the party pizza. Would you try a Cinnamon Toast Crunch party pizza?
I was trying to figure out how that would work.
I mean, there is breakfast pizzas
but
in certain places.
Is it going to taste like cinnamon, sugar, and pizza? Which I don't think sounds like the greatest
combination.
It's probably
just cinnamon and sugar is my guess with some, whatever the blandest cheese you can put in the middle. That's my guess. I have no
cereal?
Idea.
Well, I feel like most breakfast pizzas, it's like eggs, cheese, or maybe like a Taco Bell sauce.
Do they make that? Is that one of their options?
I don't know. I know there's breakfast pizzas out there, but you got to go to, like, I don't know, a place that's open for pizza that early?
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you guys have any opinions? Super Bowl's coming up. You're at a Super Bowl party. Maybe you're just at your house. You don't have to be at a party.
No.
When do you think is the best time to use the bathroom?
For me personally, it's halftime.
When I need to go.
Yeah, I'm just a halftime guy.
Yeah, if I got to go, I got to go.
All right. A lot of people said halftime. Because, frankly, there is two massive groups of people. I should say three. To me, the Super Bowl breaks down in thirds, right? You have football nerds. They're just football people who are just like, it's the last game of the year. I got to watch it.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have some people who specifically just want to watch the halftime show. And then I think there's another third of people who I love these people are just like, you guys are getting together and having...
yeah, that's true.
Sodas. Why not? You know, right? Like, snacks. Like, let's get together. But they put out some rankings. Some people said during kickoff. 19% said good time. 25% said bad time.
It's a good time if you have to go because no one else is going to be in the bathroom. But as a football fan, I like to see the kickoff. So it makes sense. Like, look, strategically, especially imagine you're at the Super Bowl physically. The best time to go would be kickoff. No one will be in the bathroom, right?
I honestly, for me, I would go right after kickoff.
Right after?
Because you want is I would like to be in the stand, see all the flash bulbs and everything. But I feel like right afterwards, I would go. But that's kind of my MO, too. Like, if I go to a Seahawks game, as soon as that ball kicks off for the second half, like, I'll wait up on the mezzanine. That's what I'm hitting. Because halftime, it's just so crowded.
It's so long, too. I mean, you have a lot of opportunity. If your stomach's not doing well, man, halftime,
if you go to halftime, by the time you go to the bathroom, the third quarter is kicked off.
Yeah. Some of you said during the first quarter commercial breaks, which again, I think it depends on whether or not you care about the commercials that much, which nowadays I get it, but I don't feel like it's as much tune in because by next
they'll release them next week.
I was about to say by next week or the week after that, I'll already be talking about it. I already have a list today of some of them.
Then Monday, you can wake up and watch every one of them in order based on how people rank them as far as their popularity.
But let's say they already show them now. So look, I've never cared about the commercials one way or another. That said, when I saw them, if they were good, just like anyone, you're moved or you laugh or whatever. But I've seen them all in advance.
I mean, the Bud Bowl was always exciting.
Sure. It's stupid as that thing was, you'd sit there and watch it.
I still love the Bud commercial where the horses were playing football, and they kick it over the wire for the extra point, and the one cowboy just goes, do they always do this? He goes, no. Usually they go for two.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's good stuff. Obviously, people, a lot of said after it ends, right before the halftime show. The biggest thing was people were like, during kickoff or halftime show. And like we're saying, I think it really just depends on what you care about seeing in the football. Also, I will say this. It also depends on what you're drinking.
Yeah, if you're just drinking light beer, anytime's a good time.
Yeah, you might just have to go.
You got to go a lot.
And the thing with the halftime show, like, I've never cared, but they rarely get an artist who I really, really, really like. It's not that I have any disrespect or don't like the artist they pick, but it's not someone who I'm dying to see. If it were someone who I'm dying to see, I would sound like my kid, right? Where it's like, dude, I'm watching this no matter what, and I'm just old, and people are going to put out there much more popular than the crap that I like. I get it. So I'm just kind of like, yeah, but like my kid, he's a football fan. He's stoked for the game. He's stoked for halftime.
Now that SZA's showing up, we're probably going to go before halftime so I can watch it.
Oh, you don't like Kate out on his own?
No.
All right, that's fair. I've also.
I bet he does that song, though.
They Ain't Like Us?
Yeah.
Ain't Like Us?
Yeah, he's going to play a bar of it, at least, right?
He will have to. Well, Kendrick, I think Kendrick also has a lot more hits that people would recognize. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, it's going to be the, I didn't know he did that one, right?
Correct. I mean, it's easy. Now, granted, I'm going to show my age. It was easy a couple years ago, you know, when you had Dr. Dre and all that stuff. Because, I mean, they basically went back 25 years.
Yeah.
So everybody in their 40s like knew that stuff.
Where I had to explain to my kids why I'm excited.
Correct.
They were like, this is cool, but I don't necessarily know the song, and I'd explain it. And they're like, I still don't know the song, but it's cool.
Yeah. Did you guys watch the halftime show for the national championship?
No.
I don't think I did. Who was the performer?
So it was Travis Scott. A, I will say this. Me and my buddies, there was a few of us that went to the national title game last year because of the Huskies. And it's funny, everybody goes, was there a halftime show? And I go, man, I don't remember because we literally went to use the bathroom and get drinks. And it took up the entire halftime. I don't remember there being an artist. But this one seemed odd to me because they're like, hey, we got Travis Scott, right? Big musical artist, massive rapper. But he was on the roof of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I was like,
so he wasn't even inside.
No, he was not inside.
I would be annoyed. Like, you're
watching on Jumbotron. If you're inside, he's directly above you, but you're watching on Jumbotron like everyone sitting in their living room. So I did see it. I didn't care. I remember it because my kid loves Travis Scott because Travis Scott is massive in the video game world.
Yeah.
He's very smart about how he did all that. So my kid's super familiar with him, all his friends. So he thought it was cool. But, and this is the old man versus the 12-year-old boy, where I'm like, this son of a bitch seriously on the roof, because I think it was live. Where my son's like, dude, that's badass. He's on the roof. And I'm like, would you go to a concert? He's at the arena you're in. He's just not physically
climate
inside.
Pledge. He's on top.
Right. But you guys went to the Ravens Super Bowl. Like, you could, to this day, you could be like, yeah, I've seen a Beyonce.
I have seen Beyonce, yeah.
Like, when I went to Formula One, at the end of it, like, I can't think of his name right now, but it's a DJ, like Martin Gurex.
All
right. Right? So we snuck over to be right in front of the stage where they do the champagne and everything. And then he sat there and did a 25-minute, 30-minute set. So it's like, technically, I could say I've seen Martin Gurex in concert.
More importantly, we saw a reunited Destiny's Child.
Yeah, correct.
We saw it.
Yeah. You're the only people I know that have seen Destiny's Child together.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beyonce.
They're not coming to, you know, a local casino near you.
No. Beyonce's coming around to arenas, but like.
Near you.
She's not rolling out Kelly Rowland. I shouldn't say that.
She might mother Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
She seems to show up more than the other one.
My issue is if I went to see Kelly Rowland, Nelly would have to be there. And somebody out there gets what I'm saying. All right, have you guys seen Hot Ones before where people eat the chicken wings?
Yeah.
All right. So basically.
Who was it? Halle Berry that kicked ass on that? Like she didn't even like act like she flinched. No sweat, nothing. She just
was so like non-bothered. It was almost disturbing.
But, hey, lady, are you okay?
Maybe that's why they all left.
Yeah.
I told you.
So I guess I didn't realize this thing. There is celebrities that quit. So Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny quit.
At one point he said, quote, I'm feeling it. I don't like it because I was worried about my colon. I went to the bathroom the whole trip from here to Puerto Rico.
I was worried about
Then he tapped out, like, there's no way I'm going to eat all the ways. There's no way. But other people that have quit, Ricky Gervais, which... He's English.
Right. That is not the food they're eating there. Believe me.
DJ Khaled.
Okay.
Come on, man.
That one kind of shocks me.
He looks like he could eat hot food.
Chance the Rapper.
Really? Come on,
he Chance. He tapped out. And then this one doesn't shock me at all. Jim Gaffigan.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jim Gaffigan would shock me if he's like, I can handle it.
When you have 12 kids, you cannot make hot food. I mean, he's eating what the family's eating. There's no way those kids are eating hot, spicy food.
And that show is so massive on all these different platforms. Like, I would love to be asked to go on it. But I'm just like, I don't think I could make it past Wing like 2.
Probably not. But it's still fun to give it the old college tries, as I say.
I definitely would. Like I said, that'd be good for the brand and everything. Be like, oh man, look, Ted from the men's room's on. Yeah, they have hot ones. It's like, this is gonna be unreal.
And
it's like,
you sweat a lot.
Yeah. Like, is he okay? Well, actually, he'd probably be like, tell you what, man, he powered through.
Are you allowed to have like milk or anything?
He's not as strict. It's not like a challenge.
Okay.
He wants you to get through it. So you can have milk and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think more part of it is just kind of funny watching people struggle through it. It's kind of like we keep talking about now, the big thing with the kids is doing a shot at Jepsen Malort. But part of it is like, you got to bang down the shot and then be able to sit there and go, please, sir, may I have another? But that stuff is so awful, and it starts getting into your pores, and oh, God, you just can't talk. Have you had it yet, Miles?
No.
I'm telling you, man.
Doesn't sound like I want to.
I feel like one night you should try it just to say you have. But that's one of those things, like, you will be like, oh, my God, I cannot believe anything can be this bad.
All right. Sold.
Yeah. So last night I got stuck on some old episodes of Cops.
But it was, like, what year-ish?
97.
Okay. Back when it was, like, at the height of Cops.
Correct. Seattle, Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, it's kind of interesting, is back then, I'm sure I was watching Cops, but I had no idea. So it's like Pierce County Sheriffs.
Pierce County was there a lot.
They were. I'm pretty sure when we first moved here, it was either like Lakewood or
Pierce. Oh, they live in Lakewood.
Or Pierce County was like, you can't film here anymore because we're getting a bad rep nationwide.
I think that was Lakewood specifically.
Yeah. But now that I live here, it is just kind of wild seeing some of the streets and everything. And like, it's like, oh, shocking. There's trouble on Pacific Avenue.
Right. You start thinking like, well, it's not a bad rap. That's it still happens there.
Yeah, and I don't know how they picked them, because it felt like it was always out here. They'd be in, like, New Mexico. Miami-Dade was a big one.
I wonder if they just went through, like, police blotters, right? Because if you're trying to plot out the show, Florida's going to be a gold mine. We know that.
Broward County's big.
But go to the most populated areas there, and it'll be all the footage you need.
Those were also super violent times in, like, D.C. and Baltimore. But I don't ever remember an episode of, like, Cops in D.C.
It was different crimes. So, you know, Cops, it was people being stupid, where we were at the time, it was extreme violence. And they would not care if you had a camera or not. I remember, they were filming a show, it's called Homicide: Life on the Street, not surprising. And they did that as permission from the local drug dude, whatever, in East Baltimore. When they came, like, all their equipment was gone. And the guy came out and confronted them. He's like, you can get it back, but you need to ask my permission before you film on my actual freaking drug dealing corner.
Yeah.
And everyone that lived in Baltimore was like, of course you ask these goddamn, but what are they, stupid? That's not a normal way to live, but if that's where you live, that's absolutely what you ask. And then they agreed, and they figured out whatever, I'm sure, off-the-book settlement they came with this guy, and they got their crap back. Yeah. I mean, he was on the level with that.
But yeah, Richard Belzner gave him a testicle.
But they were like, dude, you can't be here if you don't ask my permission, period.
Yeah, like, I think I talked about it, I don't know if I talked about it in the air, but like, when my sister lives in South Baltimore, like, you could sit on her deck and watch this drug deal in this alley. And I asked her. She goes, I don't even lock my doors. She goes, I'm cool with them all. They're cool with me. And she goes, nobody's going to mess with my house if they're over there.
No, they absolutely
are. And I was like, that is a wild way to feel safe. But I'm like, all right.
But it works.
Those are the rules.
You don't make
it that simple. Let's follow.
All right. Obviously, if you're a football fan, again, like I keep saying, sad news. We got 3 games left. Couple big games on Sunday. I don't think anybody had Jalen Daniels and the Commanders doing this well.
Some guy got drunk before the season began, and he's going, oh, my God, I might make $12 million this year.
Yeah, but good for a rookie to get that far.
Right, and like for me, right, I keep telling people that's my ex, right? I grew up a massive Skins fan, you know, Commanders fan. It was fun cheering for him last weekend. But also, if you're a Seahawks fan, like Dan Quinn's the coach, right? You have Bobby Wagner playing middle linebacker. Mm-hmm. Right there,
a stud, man.
Right, there's like 4 or 5, or maybe 6 or 7 different Seahawks connections. Like, it's basically like he got the squad back together as best he could. And Bobby Wagner, who obviously is not in his all pro level, is still very good. My one buddy, who's a giant nerd when it comes to football, he's like, I'm so jealous you had him for all those years. It's just like, oh, yeah, just watching him.
Yeah, he can take off the pads and just be a coach for the linebackers and do just as well.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be the first game on Sunday. That's at noon. Then at 3:30, you got the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills facing off. And then if you want to talk football, we all know who knows ball the most these days? Timothy Chalamet. And he's hosting SNL.
Yes. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top. Oh, Doug got it.
Strong start.
Strong start, I know. You see, it would really help if I didn't, you know, click over to my headlines and then immediately shut down the document that I had open that had all my headlines on it.
That's okay, that stupid, happens. Mike.
We'll make them up.
Our top story, we go to Florida. make them up. Why not? We go to Florida where they're cleaning up their act. Officers were cruising down the road at 4 in the morning when they saw something disturbing at a local dog grooming facility. A couple were situated outside the facility as the woman used the building to steady herself and stood there bent over with her man friend situated behind her. I'll let you guys do the math.
Expressing
there.
Her anal glands? And,
Damn. They continued their act of passion until they saw the glow of the cop car lights and put themselves back together. But of course, they were too late. Were subsequently arrested and charged. They're due in court at the end of the month.
I mean, come on, man.
That is awful.
You know, somewhere secluded, that's it.
Right.
Just even if you're behind a tree and people can guess what it is you're doing.
Right.
You know, that's all.
You're never in such a tease that it has to happen at that second.
No.
Now, you're motivated to find a secluded place.
I want
to
find a place ASAP, but right. I will wait it out, man. But, good God. Veterinary clinic.
Okay. Yeah, right. A dog grooming facility.
Yeah, dog grooming.
Yeah.
That makes it even weirder.
That dog was grooming, all right.
Oh, man, look at that dog.
And the thing is, I think they actually wanted cars to go by. They just happened to find the cop car.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, also, at 4 in the morning. Honest to God, of the 50 states that make up this fine country of ours, if there's a place where I don't think people are going to call the cops on me, it would be Florida.
Yeah, you're
for that
not
particular
wrong.
Act.
It's just another day.
I'd go with Oakland.
Oakland, I wouldn't care.
I'm saying not this kind of weird ass.
Yeah.
But like in general, if I was going to commit crime, be like, nobody's going to call the cops. It'd be Oakland.
Yeah, we're good. In other news, to Ukraine, where an interesting individual was captured. North Korean soldiers were surrendering to Ukrainians after a failed parachute mission, one sporting injuries to his arm and head, while the other was just attempting to ram himself into a pillar to take himself out of the picture entirely. They were told to drop everything that they had so that they could be apprehended by Ukrainian soldiers, and they complied to a point. The injured soldier was only carrying a few things, just a grenade and a knife, which he dropped. But the one thing that he refused to let go of was the sausage that he was also carrying at the time.
I respect this man.
The soldier allowed him to keep the sausage and took the two into custody, only to have them request to watch Korean romance movies.
He's got guns pointed at him.
He does.
He is at war.
Drop the sausage!
Let's not think about what side he's on. Let's think about the human element.
That's right.
He drops all of his weapons.
Right.
He drops everything. But he keeps that sausage in his hand, and he says, I'm not dropping this.
Right. It's food, man.
And they let him.
Yes.
Which I think is me, if I'm the sausage company,
yes,
that is our promo. How good is our sausage?
Exactly.
Let's go to the footage.
Assuming that was like his one ration of the day. He's like, I need to eat this.
Correct. Yeah, no kidding. Well, and then they go into they're taken prisoner, and then they're sitting there like, can we watch romance movies? Do you guys have any North Korean romance movies?
No, oddly, we don't.
Right. No, not here.
Can
no.
we interest you in When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, right. Check this out. To the skies where apparently people can't behave, A woman was filmed while on an 11-hour flight to Fiji. 11 hours. Just behave yourself.
Right.
Look, it's rough on all of
us. It sucks for everyone.
But she just couldn't keep her cool. Halfway through the flight, it was noted that her husband had requested to change seats to sit somewhere away from her for the duration of the flight.
Respect.
That's a move right
there. Respect, like, man.
Can I get a new seat, please?
You're so bad.
Right. But here's the thing. When they wouldn't tell her which seat that he was removed to, she started going off. She eventually was yelling obscenities and racial epithets at flight crews and anybody that would listen for that matter, eventually upsetting the majority of passengers on the plane. Her language got so bad and so consistent that crews felt that there was no other option than to forcefully restrain her and duct tape her mouth shut, informing her that authorities would be waiting for her on arrival, and that they were.
That's the physical manifestation of sit down and shut up.
That's exactly what it is.
And you don't have the ability to do it, we will do it for you.
What do you give get off the plane in Fiji? They give you a bottle of their water like a lay? Here.
I would hope so.
I'm getting it from the source.
Hey, come on now. The great waters of Fiji. But again, I understand you're going to be upset in the moment when your husband or even your wife, if it's the other way around,
but be mad
requests
at them.
To move away. Right, be mad at them.
And you know why they want to move away?
Where they sit.
You're causing a problem because you suck.
Here's the thing. You can also get up and walk around on a plane. Now, granted, she was going to go back there and yell at him anyway, but at the same token...
It's a plane, right? I've told this story. I'm not proud of it. I had, like, two layovers. One was in St. Louis, coming back from Miami. And they were like, "I don't know, we can let you on. You seem a little drunk." And I was like, And, like, the woman behind the counter just was like, she was like, "Shh, like, sit down."
Right.
Right. I sat down, and finally they were like, "All right, you can get on. Don't say a word." And it was no words. Even drunk me was smart enough to be like, "Shut up."
Right. Sean Connery pops in, "Shut your mouth, Smith."
Exactly. At some point, you got to realize, like, it's not worth it. It's
not worth it.
And if they're leaving, it's bad enough to where they have now removed themselves from the situation.
Yes.
Okay.
Physically.
We will deal with this in Fiji. You know what? Grab me another drink. I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my life.
If you're already that couple, if he's getting up to move halfway during the flight, like, they're already that couple.
I'm saying, hey, you enjoy your time here. I'm getting my own hotel room and doing my own thing.
Later, man.
I came here to relax and go on vacation, not hang out with you.
But just in case those stories have to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
What better day to have a breakthrough here? Researchers at the University of Illinois have synthesized a rather remarkable substance to help the fight against breast cancer. They tested the substance on mice and found that a single dose was enough to significantly shrink large tumors and completely eliminate smaller ones.
Wow.
With no noticeable side effects.
Okay.
Totally fine.
Rat's like, I'm good.
Yeah, right. Still in testing phases, but
the side effects that the mouse can speak to tell you that it's fine.
It's a major breakthrough. I'm doing great. Bedroom Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On What. Just when you think he's out, they pull him back in. It's been reported that today that former Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll has gone the way of Marshawn Lynch and signed an agreement with the Raiders. He'll head down to Las Vegas next season to become their next head coach.
Is there any truth to the theory that he's just terrorizing Harbaugh once again?
I hope so.
Had to go to his division.
Yes, that is awesome. I love that. Not a good start for the Kraken homestand last night as they couldn't score a single goal against Washington, losing that game 3-0. They'll be back in action tomorrow for a matinee game against Pittsburgh. As far as what you're watching this weekend, you got college basketball, NBA basketball, NHL hockey, and NFL conference championships to decide the Super Bowl matchup. And if you want to know how to watch those, I suggest that you download the Sports On What app. It's got all that information for you. As far as your weather this weekend is looking the same each and every day. Beautiful days, cold nights. We can expect clear skies with a high in the mid-40s every day and clear skies with a low of about 29 every night. And that continues on into next week. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Over the weekend, grab a men's room IPA, a sausage firmoli, or some delicious San Juan roasted red salsa.
Yes, indeed. Please do that favor for yourself. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.